Armed militia groups in Congo's northeastern province of Ituri have pledged to reveal to the United Nations the numbers and whereabouts of their troops, following the massacre of at least 65 civilians in Ituri on Monday. UN troops have already begun their deployment from the provincial capital Bunia into the Ituri countryside in an effort to put an end to tribal violence. The armed groups promised to hand over details of the whereabouts and numbers of their troops to the UN, who will be regrouping the militia into separate regions around the province of Ituri before they are disarmed or reintegrated into the new national army. The meeting between the UN armed Ituri militia groups and representatives from the Congolese Ministry of Defense followed the massacre of at least 65 civilians, mostly children, some 60 kilometers northeast of Bunia on Monday. More than 50,000 lives have been lost in Ituri since 1999. UN troops, which will number about 5,000 at full strength, have been planning their deployment into Ituri, a province roughly the size of Sierra Leone, since they took over in September from a French-led multinational force. The peacekeepers have also begun their first initial deployment into the town of Boulé, some 5 kilometers from the scene of the latest massacre in the hamlet of Kacheli, sending 120 troops to prepare the ground for a permanent deployment. The UN force, comprised of Bangladeshi, Pakistani, Nepalese, Uruguayan, and Indian troops, has a broad mandate to open fire at will. Congo's new national government, which formally ended 5 years of war that had claimed over 3 million lives in the whole country, is comprised of the former government and other ex-rebel groups backed by Uganda and Rwanda, the same lot who have at one time or another backed Ituri's militia groups. Dina Matani for VOA News, Kinshasa.